I said, how are things, Andreas?
We left the English Channel and we're entering the Big Sky now. We passed in the dark. It was very, very bumpy. The wind decreased from more than 20 knots down to like 10, 11. The guys could pull away from us a little bit. We were catching up early morning and then they were pulling away. And since now we are holding them again, we are on the code zero and full main and just about 8 knots of wind. So very contrary to what we've seen right after the start. We did a couple of massive jumps over waves. The tide turned foul against us. Right in the channel between us and the mainland. We had pretty big waves. And the boat was launched and half airborne. So we had to get away, ease a bit off, just to prevent the boat from breaking. And now we are on course, trying to catch up the guys ahead of us.
Andreas, how did you feel about the first leg to Roscoff? How did that go for you?
Well... Unfortunately, we have been over the line a bit too early, being pushed up by another competitor who was over the line as well. And so we had to turn back. Then it was catching up. So after about an hour and a half, we were close to the leading pack. And we have been like 50 meters away from Mare, have been overtaken quite a lot of boats. We were very, very happy with the boat speed. But then during the night, we lost a couple of boats again, and we couldn't hold the leading pack. Had a couple of technical issues on board, nothing major, no breakages, just some things didn't go right with the ballast system, and we were losing time till we sorted it out. So we were very happy with the boat speed. We settled in quite well, and we felt a little bit that the result didn't really reflect it. We've been a bit unfortunate.
Andreas, tell us, is there a reasonable amount of interest in the Transat Jacques Vabre at home in Austria?
Yeah, I think we have quite a big community. People have been following us over the last couple of years. We have a cooperation with the Austrian Yachting magazine, and they are covering it. So quite a lot of people will be following it. And I got text messages right after the arrival, and even this morning at the start of... Few people will be following us very, very closely. Yeah, oh. It's very bumpy here.
Okay, Andreas.
The outside noise is quite dramatic.
No problem at all. Listen, we'll catch you again in a couple of days, Andreas. All the best.
Yeah, okay.